In this video, I'm going to show you how to loop over a list of items in Google Workspace Studio Flows. To do so, we're going to look at two use cases: creating a task for each action item based on meeting notes, and drafting an email for each sales lead based on a sales tracker Google Sheet. Let's have a look at our first use case. Our flow is set up to run whenever meeting notes are ready. In the Ask Gemini step, we have Gemini parse the meeting notes and identify any action items that are relevant to us. We set the response format to list and select the task data as the list format. Since we've selected the response to be in list format, we're using the repeat for each step and have selected the list generated by the Ask Gemini step as the variable. We've done this so that the flow can loop over the items of that list and create individual tasks for each action item. Note how we are using the each item variables from the repeat for each step. This is what enables the flow to create a task for each action item. For your own flows, use the repeat for each step to perform an action for each item in a list. Now, onto our second use case, where we want to create draft emails for each row in our sales lead tracker. Our flow is set up to run weekly, and the first step is that of getting the content of the sales lead tracker. We set the repeat for each step to take in the content from the sheet. In the draft and email step, we've set the flow to use the email address and the name of each row. This means that for each row in our Google Sheet, an email draft will be created containing the email address and name from that row. Want to learn more about Workspace Studio? Then sign up to this YouTube channel. I also suggest you check out the video we recently published showing you how you can use the Ask Notebook LM step in Workspace Studio.